أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ومن يكفر بآيات الله فإن الله سريع الحساب. In the previous ayat, in the ayat of Shahid Allah, Allah mentioned قائماً بالقسط. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali explains قائماً بالقسط, those who are firm and who establish fairness and justice. So Maulana Idris Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali says it is in all probability referring to the Christians of Najran and the Christians in general in the world, that this is that you must establish and stand for and establish fairness and justice. And he asked, what fairness and justice is this, that they believe that Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, died, was crucified for the sins of man, that all the people in the world commit gunas, sins, all types of sin, and an innocent man dies for it. What kind of justice and fairness is that? And then this person, Isa alayhi salam, was the Nabi of Allah. They also believe in his greatness and his honor. And then that an innocent person like that, he was put onto the cross according to their belief, and he died for the sins of the people. Where is there justice and fairness in this? A person who commits guna, he himself is responsible for his gunas. Not somebody commits a guna and somebody else is responsible for it. So that is that Allah is completely pure of this. Allah never gave such a deen to Isa alayhi salam and told them to worship him or to believe that he will die for their sins, or that you must put him on the cross, and that a person who they believe to be God, that he was so helpless that he died on the cross, that he did not have power even to save himself. So that is very, very far from qa'imam bil qist. And we are taught that in all our matters, this deen of ours is that we must maintain fairness and justice. Then in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, categorically, inna deena indallahi al-islam. Beshak deen jo hai Allah ke haan. Musalmani hukam bardari. So the deen, and that means the way of life by Allah Ta'ala. The only way that is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, that way of life, is Islam. And Islam is not just the word Islam, but it means total surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And here also, it's not far-fetched that as the Christians believe that they are Christians, but they believe totally against what Isa alayhi salam taught. And they were aware of it also. Isa alayhi salam never said that you must take me as Allah, as the son of Allah, or anything like that. But they believe themselves to be good Christians when they believe in that. The very opposite of what Isa alayhi salam taught. The same way, Islam is not just the name Islam, but Islam is to surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And just let us think for ourselves, the height of the ibadat of Islam is namaz. We all just made namaz now. How much did we even surrender our thoughts to Allah? Even our thoughts were everywhere else in the world. So this namaz is also really just an outward show of ours. Namaz means that with the postures and the way of namaz, but that we surrender to Allah. That is what is called namaz. And when we will make such a namaz and we'll see the benefits and the power and the strength of that namaz, then we'll be convinced of Islam and of namaz. But just our rasmi, our customary going up and down, so we haven't made namaz, so we don't see the benefits of namaz. So we make those who are conscious, we make namaz as a duty, but we don't make it that we see the benefits of namaz. If we see the benefits, if we make namaz, we will see the benefits of Islam, of namaz. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Pahlanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, gives this example. if there is a bottle of Coke on the table when we are having meals, and this is just an example, doesn't justify drinking Coke and having Coke at all. It is most harmful in every way and wrong. But anyway, but you haven't got Coke in that bottle, you got black vinegar. From the outside, you put it in the deep freeze and it's chilled also. And a person with great relish now wants to drink, and he pours in his glass, and this minute he takes one sip, he wants to spit it out, and he will become angry on you, you're making a fool out of me. Instead of Coke, you got black vinegar here. So the same way, if we haven't got Islam in us, we've got everything which is black in us, opposite of Islam. And we are advertising it as Islam, that I'm a Muslim, I'm Muhammad and Ismail, Fatima and Khadija. But inside we got the same lives of the kuffar, and in many cases even worse than them. They are drinking alcohol, we are drinking. They are on drugs, we are on drugs. They are humanizing, we are humanizing. They are in sports, all the filthy sports, we are in sports. They are in all that lifestyle of theirs, different for the university education, for all the outings, etc., for all that, we also for all that. So we only got the name of Islam, but otherwise we are the same like them. So in that case, they won't enjoy, they won't see Islam and the value of Islam. Islam, Allah declared in this ayat, is that a person surrenders to Allah, not only in namaz, for his whole life. He mustn't have desires besides that, and that is what he must aspire and work for. And this Islam, that way of life, was what was taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, what I am on and my sahaba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that the Jews were divided in 71 sects, the Christians in 72 sects, and the Muslims will be divided in 73 sects, and only one will gain salvation. The 72 will go to Jahannam. When asked who is that one group, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that which I am on, not just what I claim, but what I am living, and my sahaba are living. So we see the lives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and our lives, and the lives of the sahaba, today we are very, very different. Today if the sahaba have to come and see our lives, and what we are living like, that will they even perhaps call us Muslims also. So we have to have that way of life. In another riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this Islam, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُرِ, stay on that way of life of mine, and be very careful and stay away from new things in Islam, which we normally refer to as bid'at. And bid'at is not only what the Barelwis do. It is, bid'at are all new things. Whether it is this new type of modernism, Abrahamic accord, all this new way of life, these are all new things. So we have to have that way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We find that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he conquered Jerusalem, he conquered it in a way that his mozas were lying over his shoulders, and his trousers were high up, and he had patched clothes as a conqueror, as the king of the Muslims, the leader, the president, in that form. And when he was asked to change his clothes, he said, "Azzanallahu bil Islam." Allah gave us honor with Islam, not the name of Islam, when we are living Islamic way. And that is what he was living. And وَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ, and if we seek honor in anything else besides Islam, we can still call it Islamic, but if it's not Islam inside, just the container's name is Islam, but inside is everything opposite of Islam, أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ, Allah will disgrace us again. And unfortunately, that is our condition. Whether we as the ordinary Muslims, the learned people, even the mashayikh, how many of us, our things that we are teaching also, are the therapies and are of the things of the non-Muslims. their way of counseling. We are doing that in the name of the Tasawwuf, in the name of Islam, and all the wrong things of the kuffar are taught in that. That is not acceptable by Islam. That one religion, that way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba, that will be accepted. Then naturally the question comes, but we are far too weak. We cannot live like that. That is correct. We cannot live, but that is what is our way, our direction. We want a part of that, we won't trade it in for a way of life that we will think is right. We will live on that, and where we falter and are weak, we will ask for forgiveness. But we won't make a new Islam which we think, which we can manage. A modern Islam, a watered down Islam, a easy Islam, Islam that suits the people, that suits the non-Muslims also, that suits the government also. We won't barter in Islam for that. We will stick to our way. Where we are weak, where we falter, we will ask for forgiveness. That is the correct way. So Allah declares clearly, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. There is only one way that is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, and that is Islam, the religion of Islam. No Abrahamic accord, know that all religions are equal, and we must be very careful that our leaders, our ulama, are promoting the Abrahamic accord. They have changed their syllabus to suit that also, and they want to follow what the interfaith and the ways of the kuffar. We must be very careful what our children are being taught in madrasa also. They are being brainwashed to accept all this evil and this filth. And Allah categorically, absolutely says, there is only one way by Allah, and that is Islam. And we must not be fooled that we got Islam because we got the name of Islam. It must be the reality of Islam. May Allah guide us all to righteousness, protect our iman, and the matter is not a matter of dunya. Even the kuffar live it up in this dunya. People who got no religion, people who are atheists, they also living it up in this dunya. It is a matter of the qabr. What will happen in the qabr in akhirah? And that is a reality which our minds don't go to. We don't think of it at all. We just want to prove ourselves right as far as dunya is concerned, and we don't think what will happen to us. And if any person just sincerely to himself thinks of his matter of the qabr, Allah will guide him to righteousness. He will follow the right way. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.